All right, welcome to this edition of The Riot. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larian.
All right, and you know, folks, we got to let you in on something before we go any further. We are winding down for now, Larry.
Yes.
The video portion of our podcast. We have lost the lease. Let's be transparent here. We've lost the lease on our studio. We're currently looking for a new place to do videos out of. Might take us a while. It was kind of a sudden thing that came on, Larry, with the lease. Such is the way sometimes in big cities like New York. But we will find another space. We have, what, about one or two shows left in this, Larry?
We should be able to squeeze two more.
Maybe two more in after this. But after that, we will be going back to our audio podcasts. Plus, you know, I'll come up with some videos in terms of a visual component. It just won't be us, Larry.
Right.
Which actually might be a good thing for the people.
Yeah, but a little sadness, let's be honest. We love this place.
Yeah, we got used to the studio, and we've been here now for, what, 3 years, four years?
3-4 years.
So it became our little home away from home. But, like I said, good news is we're going to keep doing the podcast. We're going to keep projecting that libertarian point of view, Larry, whether people like it or not. So, not to deviate too much, but let's go on and say, if you want to find out more about The Riot Show, please go to our home base, thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com, for all the past episodes, synopses, and history of the show. Go to thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com. Larry, once they get done there, where should they go?
They should go to Twitter.
Well, first they should go to Facebook.
Okay.
Social media. See, this just goes that Larry's not bullshitting you when he tells you he doesn't give a flying fuck about social media.
No. In fact, there's a company that will take your name off the internet for $60. I have 59 right now.
Very good.
All right, so go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook.
Make John happy.
Yes, please. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Excuse me. Join the fans on Facebook there. A more genteel social platform, Larry. Facebook.
Even Facebook's getting nasty.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. I'm just kidding. But it's less nasty than where we like to troll, Twitter. Twitter.com/thatriotshow. Twitter.com/thatriotshow for all the latest and greatest trollings during the course of the week, where I'm still trying to get banned by President Trump, Larry.
Said he won't do it.
Yeah,
I mean, if there's one thing you know about Trump, he just loves a good fight. I mean, there's no. I mean, like for instance, his account's open. He gets stuff from Rosie O'Donnell. He gets stuff from these people who can't stand him. And like everyone wants you to buy, like you're fat. Like he doesn't. You know, it's not a mentality that backs off. He's not like Fuglesangle who banned you and like gave a Olivia Love terrorizing me. Nuts.
Okay, you can't make me laugh too much. I got a little bit of a lingering cough, but anyway, okay. So you're done with Twitter, you're done with Facebook, you're done with the website. The last thing to do is make sure you were on your favorite podcasting platform, Larry, where you can find us. Obviously, Phil, hit the scroll of podcast, please. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Podomatic, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, TuneIn, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube. Look, chances are I'm a big enough whore that if there's a place podcasts are, Larry,
yeah,
we're there.
You'll just see a vagina with a goatee on it.
That's me. Or the vagina is the goatee.
It is the goatee.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. So we're done with the pimping. Hopefully the scroll is done behind us. Phil is taking care of that. Let's move on to the news of the week. And Larry, of course, we start off with what can only be described as the nonsense of the week. And that is the continuing budget stuff, Larry.
Oh, we're not doing the military? Okay.
No, we'll do that next. But
all right, next. Budget.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Listen, the thing I want to say about this is obviously Trump has no scruples about this at all, right? So after how many months of screaming about Dreamers and can't be part of an immigration deal and when they extended the continuing resolution last month, right, Larry, that? Now Trump is putting forth what he thinks is a great budget because he's agreed to increase spending if Democrats get on board with whatever plans he has for the Dreamers and whatnot.
Right.
So McConnell, of course, being a sellout Republican, Republican rather, agrees to this. So Today is Friday. We're recording this on Friday. Thursday night, the Senate was all set to vote on the budget. Now, interestingly enough, in the House, which has no filibustering rules, Larry,
right.
Nancy Pelosi managed to run her mouth for 8 hours. And for those of you out there that are saying, well, what's different about her filibustering? The House does not allow filibustering. Filibustering is for the Senate. The House yields time to people.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody on the Republican side yielded a minute to her. Because I think it goes in 15-minute chunks.
Yeah.
And she took the minute and stood for 8 hours. Now, from what I understand, the Speaker of the House could have asked the Sergeant-at-Arms
to remove her.
To remove her, which he would have been perfectly within his rights to do, Paul Ryan. But you know what? Probably better that he didn't. You know, it's just bad optics, as they say, Larry.
Oh, I thought that would be funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so this big-titted 70-year-old grandma stood there for 8 hours.
She does have big knobs.
She has huge knobs.
I'll give her that.
Yeah. She must have been something before electricity.
Hey!
But anyway, so she talked for 8 hours straight, which I can only imagine is what her husband has to put up with. But anyway, so after that sort of in the House, then it went to the Senate where they expected to breeze right through it. But, and this is the big but, which I'm proud of, Rand Paul stood up and filibustered past midnight. Midnight was the last chance for them to get the vote in, and they didn't. He filibustered past it. The government actually shut down overnight. I applaud the government shutting down. I couldn't give a fuck if it ever started up again, but apparently some other rubes did. So they're trying to work out this bipartisan budget plan, Larry. And in my opinion, bipartisan in this particular context just means statist. This budget actually increases the deficit a lot more than Obama ever did during his administration. So, Larry, I don't know how you feel about it before I go on my rant. What do you think about this whole thing, about these Republicans who control everything, by the way? Let's be honest. Much like when Obama, when the Democrats controlled everything, we gave them shit. Here you've got a Republican president, Republican Senate, and a Republican House.
Yeah.
Why are we busting budgets by, like, trillions of dollars?
Yeah, because nobody has any convictions. Nobody has any principles. The few that were, I guess, maybe Tea Party people who actually cared about them, they're gone. There was an article the other day, there are no more Tea Party Republicans, good or bad. You know, it's a situation where these people, they run on these platforms and they tell you they're going to do X, Y, and Z, and they don't do it. And like the Democrats are getting hammered right now. There was an article, I mean, CNN, which is just pro-Democrat, all the time, bashing them because they turned their back on Dreamers. Other articles about Trump, he's not even trying to build a wall at this point. You know, Bill Maher made fun of Trump supporters like a week ago. He goes, just admit you got conned, he said.
Yeah.
It's a situation where, you know, nobody's taking our budget deficit seriously at all. It's like 20 trillion, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
After this, it's going to be like 23.
It's
going to go up a lot. And it goes to show you that they don't take it seriously. Apparently, they just feel that the economy can just hum right along, even with all these deficits.
And
there's
really
no political will to reduce it. Because that would really, you know, that's an inconvenience right now. Because the Republicans, you know, John and I were talking about this before we came on the air. You know, I felt like the Republicans are pretty much like the Democrats. They're not spending as much. But John pointed out that they're going to wind up spending more.
Yeah.
Now, it might be on stuff that they want, like military spending is going up a lot. But they are spending money like crazy. And you just had tax cuts. So this is, you know, look, no matter how you look at it, you're taking in less revenue and you're spending more.
A lot more.
You're going to wind up in trouble. So there's, the only place for deficits and debt to go is up. So, but I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, they've been doing this shit, and then the shutdown and the government and blaming each other. You know, my philosophy of government is it should be super small, but it should function. Like, I'm not interested in shutdowns. I'm not interested in filibusters. I'm not interested in the things that ruin it. There's enough going on that does that. I want them to get their house in order. I want them to get rid of our fucking debt. The military, I'm fine with. But, like, other than that, leave me alone. And, like, get your shit together. And all they do, they're good at this stuff. She spoke for 8 hours. Am I supposed to be impressed with that? That's ridiculous. That's meaningless to me. Even Rand Paul, I like him. But what's the point of it? I'm not a person who thinks filibustering is a very good idea. So it's
filibustering.
I'm disappointed.
Filibustering should be used to make a political point, to make people think, which is what he was trying to do. He knew that as soon as he stopped talking, they were going to pass the resolution. But what he was trying to do was build up the contempt for government, which is right. See, look, my whole point is this. I challenge any of you Trump rubes to spin this in a way that's positive, right? How can you sit there and bitch that Obama was Satan himself for increasing the debt and for spending more, which he did.
He inherited $11 trillion, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
And he left us with 19.4, whatever the fuck it was. So, yes.
He did.
Bush did, and he did.
Right.
And the Trump people.
It's going to be even more. So why are you Republicans? I want you to explain to me why you support Trump's nonsense right now.
And you're not getting the wall.
And you're not getting the wall, which is good. Like, from my point of view, we don't need a fucking wall.
Yeah.
But for you people, like Bill Maher said, that you've been conned, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about that he's dealing for Dreamers? And again, these are not libertarian positions, right? But for you rubes who voted for Trump. Do you still think he's like these pastors who had a convention and said that they know Trump is right because Jesus got him elected? Have you heard that nonsense?
Yeah, the evangelical.
Yeah, that Jesus picked them out. Did Jesus expect the stock market to drop 15% in 1 week? Because apparently, when it goes up, Trump is more than happy to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Now that it went down, all he says is vote for more Republicans. Now look. The proposition that a president, Larry, we've said this before, has that much influence on the stock market in that short a period of time is nonsense. I didn't give Obama credit or blame for the stock market. I don't give Trump credit or blame for the stock market. But I'm asking you people who think that Trump was responsible for the stock market rocketing up, is he also responsible for it dropping 15%? Or did somehow Obama wiggle his way back into this?
Right. And in fairness, for the past couple of weeks, at least, or months,
right.
I've been seeing a lot of shows, lots of Democratic operatives coming on, that guy Perez who runs the DNC, all saying that Trump had nothing to do with the economy doing well, that the stock market went from 18,000 to 26. They said I heard this, hadn't been in office long enough. You know, nothing he's really doing, if that the credit goes to Obama. That's what they said. Well, I want to hear now, are you taking the blame for a 15% drop as well? So, you know, it goes to show you that the people in politics are just so full of shit. They really are. I mean, like, for instance, they're not out there, even though the market was up 330 today, they're not out there saying, hey, this is because of Obama. They're trying to blame it on Trump. They're trying to say that his behavior and things that he says, like, it's caused instability in the markets. And markets love stability and knowing, right, like, you know.
Right, of course. The hypocrisy of it all is nonsense. And I never thought I'd live to see this. You've got Republicans cheering on deficits right now and debt. And you've got Democrats who are trying to stop the legislation. And the first thing out of their mouths now is you're increasing the debt.
Right.
What the fuck is happening in the world, Larry? Right. They have no fucking clue anymore.
Yeah, the Democrats are actually using that argument for a few things.
Yeah.
We can get into it, but the wall, the proposal, we're going to talk about the military parade. The Democrats' first argument goes, this is a waste of money.
Yeah.
Since when do these fucking assholes care about wasting money? I saw Harry Reid about 5 years ago make a speech about he didn't like the budget because it was cutting money for cowboy poetry.
Yeah.
And like other stupid things that they spend money. Since when do the Democrats care about wasting money, for God's sake?
They don't. That's the whole point.
I know, but it goes to show you, they're all so full of shit.
The hypocrisy is amazing. The juxtaposition now is amazing. And see, the politicians I kind of expected from, Larry. But again, the supporters. If you're a Democrat, why aren't you cheering Trump dropping more coin? If you're a Republican, why aren't you upset that he's raising the debt more than Obama did?
Yeah.
It just goes to show you. And this is why.
Well, the Democrats, let's remember, excuse me, they're doing the big resist thing right now. And, you know, especially a lot of them can't be seen as working with Trump because the very far left of the Democratic Party, which carries a lot of weight right now, the Bernie people, if you work with him on even on infrastructure, why are they not in on infrastructure? Right. This is exactly what they want. He's proposing $1 trillion for roads, bridges, and fucking waterways. Why aren't they on board with that? You know why? Because then they'll have to agree with him. they'll have to work with him on it. And they're going to get bashed by their own left.
But they're also not complaining about it. They're just quiet about the
infrastructure. No, but they're not.
They're not supporting.
This is supposed to be. Yeah. This should be something that they're running with. You're right. He's going to spend money on bridges and roads and highways. This is it, you know. But even that, they're resisting. Takes over everything because they're getting killed on DACA right now because they're not really fighting for it. I mean, they're making some speeches, but they're not really doing it. Trump, the wall. What happened to the fucking wall? What happened to the Mexicans paying for it? All you toe counting morons. What happened out there? What happened? So, I mean, I really hate to agree with Bill Maher, but he's right. Admit you got conned. And the worst part about it is the people at Fox who really love him,
there's
like Hannity,
right?
They're showing prototypes. You've seen it? Yeah. Like, look at this wall. Oh, you know why he's a genius? He's using a two-wall theory. Like, for instance, you ready for this? One of the things that's being proposed is if some spick gets over a wall, excuse my language, but that's who this is targeted at. If he gets over the wall, he runs about another 200 feet, and there's an even bigger wall.
Right.
Excuse my language, but I mean, let's face it, they're not building one on the Canadian border. Yeah. But it's,
It's horrible because, I will say this. I'm trying to understand why these people are just, I'm just frustrated because right now I refuse to use the terms left and right anymore. I'm almost at the point where I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrats.
Well, there's going to be a big realignment.
And the reason for this is I just use the word statist and, maybe next week I'll wear my new shirt that refers to statism. But the truth of the matter is, Republican, he called, like Larry and I, he mentioned we were discussing this before the show and I kind of reminded him about the debt. The truth is, he called the Republicans Democrat light. And I'm like, I wouldn't even call them that. You know what it is? They're both parties of statism. That's it. Because if you start saying, well, Republicans this, Democrats that, you fall into the trap of, the debt is good. Raising spending is good as long as it's for shit that you believe in. So as long as money's being spent on the military and a wall, fucking rubes and hayseeds love it, Larry.
Yeah. This is stuff that they consider to be worthwhile spending.
Right. Now you talk to Democrats.
No, I'm not gonna knock spending money on the military as long as it's being spent properly. But the wall, come on. That's just stupid.
Immigration being that, like, if you look at some of what he's done with immigration, some of his agents, they're deporting, like I read one, they're deporting a professor in Kansas.
Yeah.
This fucking guy is everything an immigrant citizen to the U.S. should be.
This is what you want in the country.
You want somebody with a PhD who's raising his kids to be good American citizens.
He's educating
them. And educating them. You want to fine him for not being a citizen or getting here illegally? Fine him $1,000, but whatever the fuck. Why are you deporting him?
Right.
You want this person. And you know what, Republicans? This is exactly why people accuse you of being racist.
Right.
The only reason that fucking guy is getting kicked out is not because he's a danger. It's not because he's a gangbanger. It's not because of chain migration or any of that bullshit. It's because he's not white.
Yeah.
What possible economic, societal, or philosophical reason would you have for throwing out a college professor who has no criminal record, pays his tax? Why?
Why?
What's the point?
He's not an MS-13 or whatever they're called. So, I mean,
and they did the same thing in Michigan to some poor bastard that was here forever. And married an American citizen, too. So, I don't understand why this... Well, actually, you do. Well, I do.
You answered it. It's just... That's why I used the word that I used to describe with the wall. Because this is all directed at getting people out of the country who don't look like us.
Yeah.
Or actually even whiter than we are.
Yeah.
So, you know what the problem is? And of course, the joke of all jokes was, how many times did I see him on the campaign? We're going to have a wall.
Right.
It's going to be a beautiful wall. And then he'd go out like this in the crowd.
Yes.
And who's going to pay for it? Mexico. Yeah. Okay. Put your MAGA hats on, morons, because you're too fucking stupid to be human. You should be ashamed of yourselves. This is really embarrassing.
And listen, that there's the immigration, the racist piece. There's the piece where, as much as we told you before the election, he's a fucking Democrat from Queens. He's going to spend us into oblivion more than Bush, more than Obama, and it's happening. You know why? Because he wants to be loved. And how's he going to be loved? By giving you bullshit, like spending on infrastructure and all that.
Excuse me.
And now the part that we also warned you about, that he's really a cut-rate Mussolini. Larry, it's happening because he wants a...
military parade.
A fucking military parade. As if we're some third-world shithole like North Korea or Cuba or the old Soviet Union.
Right.
He wants to have a parade through Washington of our military... And Larry, it's going to be a beautiful parade. The best parade ever. Our proud men and women in uniform.
Respect for our veterans.
Respect the soldiers. Let's get them missiles out there to scare people. Nuclear missiles.
Let's face it. You know what he wants? It's the one thing I told my mother this day. She was laughing about it. It's the one thing he likes about North Korea. He sees those stupid parades with Kim Jong-un. and you used to see like Brezhnev. They're always waving from some stupid fucking communist or fascist podium. This is disgusting. Even the guy... O'Neill, who killed Bin Laden. He's on Fox News all the time. He's even on the Greg Gutfeld show that I love watching on Saturday nights. He came on one time, and he's a nice guy. I mean, you wouldn't even think he's the guy who's like, okay, what did he say today, John?
He said, this is bullshit.
He said, this is third world bullshit.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? That's good enough for me, because that actually explains it. This is ridiculous. Since when do we have, I mean, look, we have Veterans Day. We have things that show respect for. This country actually shows a tremendous amount of respect and love for the military and our people. I understand, like, the VA hospitals sometimes are an absolute disgrace, but that's government.
Right.
You know, that's them fucking up. That's not, you know, but we don't need to have parades going down the streets. And like, you know, look, you can even see now, there was a poll today, not making this up. There was a poll today. 9 out of 10 in this country, bad idea. Trust me. And Mattis, you know, another military guy in his administration went out and said, well, Trump just wants to show his affection for the military. I was like,
horrible.
Wow. Horrible. It's horrible.
Because it's the mindset that, look, in those third world shitholes, you know, part of the reason why those military parades are held? Two reasons. One is the big dick thing, you know, which I could see Trump having. He wants to show that he has a big dick. You know why else North Korea runs out their military once a month and does these parades? It's to scare the shit out of their own people.
Right.
All right? The same thing with every fucking communist shithole that Bernie Sanders is in love with. They did the same thing. It's like, hey, lest you guys have any thoughts of like rebellion or democratic things. Remember, I control these guys.
See these goose-stepping jerk-offs? Yeah. See this? They do what I tell them to do. Right. Okay? And like Trump, that guy who tried to escape from North Korea a few months ago.
Yeah.
He was sick. And he had like, they found out that he had like some kind of worms or disease. Yeah. When they shot him 5 times as he was trying to get out of the country. Yeah. That's a real free country. So, yeah. I mean, you know, all this is, and I'm sorry I forgot to mention that because I told my friend at dinner, this is Trump showing he's got a big dick. This is the same thing. Now, he claims that he was really, really impressed with the Bastille Day military aspect of it when he was in France. The only thing is, that's not what this is. And that's not why the French do it. It's a completely different dynamic. Countries like North Korea, even Iran does this. I saw it a few years ago. They're goose-stepping idiots. They have another segment of their military that like completely covers their head. This is just stupid. You know, this is what dictatorships do.
Right.
It's to scare people. It's to scare other countries. It's to show, ha, look how tough we are. And quite honestly, you know what? If we ever do something like this, please be smart enough to show nothing. You know, I don't want the world knowing that. You know, like, if we have stuff, like, even when, like, stealth technology was being made, whatever we're doing now, if it's, like, Star Trek stuff, I don't want to know. Don't tell people. Keep it a secret. You know, like, but if you're going to do something like this, I mean, I understand you, there's a small part of me that thinks maybe he wants to just show respect for the military. All right, but you know what? It's a stupid idea. I don't know anybody really, but if you do it, do me a favor. Keep it simple.
I really don't think anybody in the Pentagon thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Most soldiers, like that guy O'Neill that Larry just mentioned, probably would be like, what the fuck are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, it's just one of those things that Trump is, it's really like when all his supporters say, oh, it's the left-wing media that calls him racist, and it's CNN, the Clinton News Network, that makes him look like he's a Mussolini. No. Trump makes himself look like a Mussolini. Like, how can you, again, you're a rube somewhere in Georgia, or you're a fucking rube in upstate New York. How is Trump ordering a military parade for no reason other than to have a military parade?
Right.
How does that square away with the American ethos? I don't get it. How does it square away with us living in a free society?
And, you know what? I got to tell you something. I have family who are in the military. Yeah, it's not going to increase my respect or love for them if you have a parade in D.C. with them going down the highways and the streets. And it's not. It's just not. I mean, my affection and respect for them is pretty much what it, high as it can be. But you know what? I do always say to myself, what are the politics of this?
Right.
See, like, the Democrats are against the wall.
Right.
They're against the changing chain migration and other things. See, campaign time, he gets to say, Democrats letting dangerous MS-13 gangsters and criminals in the country. Now, of course, it doesn't help that, like, a day before the Super Bowl, the linebacker on the Colts got killed by an illegal alien who was in the country for the second time or third time illegally. It doesn't help that in, I think, Camden, New Jersey, or recently, an illegal alien raped a six-year-old girl. It doesn't help that today, we were just reading 33 pounds of fentanyl.
Some chemical.
Enough to, according to the article, enough to blow up Massachusetts, was caught in Boston. And all these guys from the Mexican drug cartel, there were pictures of them. There were like 20 or 30 of them. It doesn't help when you see these things going on, the Katie Stengel, who got killed in San Francisco by an illegal alien who'd been in the country now 5-6 times illegally. You know, it's this whole thing that, this plays the history. So, like, for instance, I think he thinks, well, I'll put up the military thing. And if the Democrats are against it, campaign time, who's against the military?
Right.
Who's against a safe country? Who wants open borders? Like, he'll do his usual thing. The only thing is, this one backfired on him, and I predict he'll drop the idea very quickly because an overwhelming majority of people are just against it. Even Republicans, I think, like Paul Ryan, they all came out and said that this is like totally unnecessary and silly, and that there are other ways to show your love and respect for the military.
Even the news came out that the Pentagon has can't account for nearly $1 billion worth of funding. Like, they were given $800 million in their budget, and they just don't know where it is. They've lost it, literally. And I asked myself, I said, and some fucking Republican on Twitter and Facebook was giving me grief about it. Like, why am I pointing that out? Why don't I point out this, and the other thing? I was like, first of all, losing $1 billion? First of all, if you think $1 billion is a drop in the bucket, then why don't you fund Planned Parenthood? It's a lot less than that. Why don't you fund PBS? It's a lot less than that. All shit that I agree the government should not be funding, but nearly $1 billion, Larry.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you think it's okay? It's not a decimal error. It's not a rounding error, you know? That's significant shit. And you want to give them even more money?
You know, this reminds me of, like, back in the 80s when the Grace Report came out. And I was in college with this person, and I got a copy of it. And at the time, they were complaining about $600 for toilet bowl seats and $900 for hammers.
Right.
And, like, the litany of government waste is just unbelievable. And it goes through, like, Medicaid and Social Security and food stamps and, like, all this stuff, welfare, and people scamming these things. It's insane. The amount of money, let me tell you something. You would be amazed between social spending and the military. The amount of money that gets wasted on shit is you could prop up another country with the amount of money. I mean, it's great. And $1 billion, this is the other problem.
Yeah.
Now that we've gotten into trillions, the current budget's like 3.7 trillion, whatever the fuck it is. And we have 19 trillion debt. See, here's what happens. Psychologically, you just get used to the word trillion, trillion, trillion. But it's like, it's not real. You know, it's almost like fucking monopoly money because you don't have it. Right. You know, it's not affecting your life. It's not coming over to the house and beating you up or anything. Like, it's like almost like an invisible thing. You have to understand these are real numbers and there are real consequences. Okay. And $1 billion, you don't get to lose $1 billion. Go fucking find it.
Right.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And the Pentagon, I'm very disappointed. That's way, that's, you know what? And they could lose a little bit. I mean, you know, I understand these things happen, but $1 billion, that's insane. And the other programs, this is how you get into debt. Between irresponsibility, not, you know, look, even when Bush was, he did a lot of tax cuts. But then he decided to fund two wars. Plus the normal spending. You can't do that. It's just, you can't take in a dollar, spend three, and then expect things are going to work out.
You
know,
it's funny you mention that, because one of the arguments I hear from a lot of rubes who call themselves Republicans these days is they hated Rand Paul for doing his filibuster. They hated it. Not on the principle of functional government the way this guy did. But literally they said, well, if Rand Paul really cared about the budget, why did he vote for gifts to millionaires and with tax cuts? And it's just symptomatic of people who just don't understand how the economy works.
Right?
A tax cut, regardless of who gets it, is theft abatement. It's the government not stealing money from you.
Right.
Okay?
It's not their money.
It's not their money. It's not a gift to millionaires. When you say, I owe the tax disproportionately, the tax cuts disproportionately, Larry, benefited the rich. Okay, probably true.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it was their money. If you take less of it, you're stealing less. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
That money did not belong to anybody else. The government stole it from them. They steal it from us, okay? That's a lot different than cutting spending. Do you know why? Because government spending is that they're stealing from one person and giving it to other people. That's what government spending is. It's not...
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not their budget.
It's not what Democrats portray it as, which is the government has X amount of money from tax revenue, and they spend it as a part of good government and services. That's ridiculous. They're taking money from your labor, and I think what is it now? You basically work January, February, March, April.
Oh, you work? No, you work all the way through June.
Yeah. At this point, you work like 5-6 months. That money's going to the government. That's ridiculous. If you think that makes sense. And you think we should be spending more? You're hopeless. Okay? And you know what's amazing to me? Like, Trump put through this, you know, the Republicans put through their tax plan. And there's been some goose to the economy. You know what that told me? That they got rid of some brackets and they cut the rates. And
well, there's more money in people's pockets.
Exactly. But you know what it tells me? Because, you know, for me, who's been going on about the flat tax forever. It tells me that if we could cut more of those rates and get them lower, you would get even a bigger bang for your buck. You would get a real boom in the economy. That's what it tells me, because they just got rid of like, what was it, 2 or 3 different rates, and they crushed it a little bit. You know what? Just 15%, something like 20%.
More importantly, they also cut the corporate rate. Which means companies had incentives to repatriate
their
money,
like Apple and all that. Yeah.
Now, look, I understand that some people are like, "Oh, it's a PR stunt when you hear a company like Verizon or somebody's giving their employees bonuses." Yeah, it might be a stunt, but at the end of the day, it's their money. So
but that's the wrong way of looking at it. You know, Pelosi went out and said it's just crumbs. Excuse me. If you're a working class person, you're a middle class person, if they give you $2,000 or $3,000 as a, it's money. It's money in your pocket. You can do stuff with it. It's more money than you had before because you're not getting it previously. Well, these people weren't getting.
No, bonuses. I agree.
I don't look down my nose at that. Look, when you hear that these companies are giving money back or they're giving a bonus to people, well, you know what? That's a good thing. It doesn't have to be. Look, it's never going to be millions. So, look, if they give you a couple of thousand, that's good. Don't do something stupid with it. That's the key.
Listen, the thing is that it's money that is not the government's, that's staying with the people whose money it is. At the end of the day, it's theft. It's theft abatement when you have a tax cut for anybody. Don't be jealous when you say, well, the 1% got a bigger tax cut. No, they got the same tax cut as everybody else, but they were paying more to begin with, so they get more back. Learn to control spending.
Right.
I've heard people say, like, oh, if the government shuts down, what happens to these veterans who are overseas who are not getting paid? And I agree. That's horrible. They had an agreement with the government. They would serve. They would get paid. I get it. Okay? But you know what that shutdown does? It forces politicians to choose between the vets overseas and fucking cowboy pop poetry. Mm-hmm. The government has to prioritize. Which, by the way, everyone else in this country has to prioritize. Do I want to eat or do I need cable TV this month? Pick one. It'd be nice if everyone could eat and have cable TV, Larry. Mm-hmm. But if you can't afford it, pick the one. You're going to pick to eat. The government should do the same thing. if veterans are the most important thing, if the military spending is the most important thing, here's your budget. Spend the way you think. And let the people decide if you spent the right way or not. What's wrong with that? Instead, we get continuing resolutions, we get fucking debt and funding, and nobody cares because somehow, magically, everything gets paid for. Mm-hmm. You know how magically it gets paid for? And we're seeing it already. Rates are creeping up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Keep those printing presses going. Print those bills out, baby. Because of Trump, grand economist that he is, thinks that all you have to do to erase the debt is print more dollars. He said that over and over again.
That's what they did in Brazil.
Yeah, Panama and all these fucking places. Do you know how worthless their money was? We tell this story in the 80s. Kids now don't even believe us. But their money had become so worthless. It had become so inflated that they couldn't even print out dollars fast enough or pesos fast enough. So if they took a 1 peso bill, you would go to the bank and they would rubber stamp a 0 after the 1. And they would say, this 1 peso is now 10. And I know for rubes who don't understand economics, they'd be like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
All of a sudden I got 10. I'll tell you what's wrong with that, because now that 1 peso can't afford to buy something anymore. What it used to cost you 1 peso is now costing you 15. So the fact that this thing became a 10 peso note means nothing. You're still in the hole. Right. Okay? And that's how economics works. Something Trump has absolutely zero clue about. And is too fucking proud to admit he doesn't understand anything about it. So he doesn't listen to the people who do understand anything about it.
You know what he understands? Filing for bankruptcy 6 times.
Yeah. More than that.
Mr. Financial Expert.
He doesn't care. And your money being run by him is a fucking joke. Don't believe this hype. Stick with people like Justin Amash or Jeb Hanserling or Rand Paul. Or these guys who understand economics, who understand the value of fiscal restraint. Not austerity, fiscal restraint, man. It's like, the government isn't here to give you shit. That's not the government's job. The government is here to preserve your liberty. That's it. They're here to protect your liberty, your freedom. That's what government's role is. Whether it's from foreign agents lying or from domestic threats, okay? Sort of like what the president in his oath promises to do. Government isn't here to give you health care.
Yeah, they're not here to give you free shit like Bernie Sanders. He promised the moon.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's not here to give you an education. It's not here to give you health care. It's not here to give you a roof over your head. You got to earn that shit. Period. Yeah.
And, of course, the funny thing with all this budget stuff,
even
though the military parade is absurd, who's out there saying it's a waste of money? The Democrats.
Again, the Democrats and Rand Paul. The libertarians are complaining about this. You know, Larry, I tweeted this to Rand Paul. He hasn't answered me yet, but I would really, really like Rand Paul, Justin Amash, and these guys, now that they're in office, to just say, fuck the Republican Party. We're switching to libertarian while we're in office. Just as a matter of principle. They're elected already. The people know them. It's not like they have a recognition issue.
That's true. They might be able to get around it now because libertarians on their own can't win.
Right.
But you know what? That's not the worst idea in the world.
First of all, it's a protest move. You know, it's just politically it's saying we've had enough.
No, it's true. It's not the worst move. The only thing is that's like the thinking behind the people in the Green Party. They've had enough of the Democrats.
Right.
And I don't want to wind up so marginalized that you don't get anything,
So understood, but the Republican Party now is not the party that could be... Look,
oh, no, it's not the party of Reagan.
Ron Paul was a Republican. Rand's father was a Republican for, what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, his whole life.
Until he retired.
Yeah.
But he was a libertarian. He never voted for a spending increase once in all those years in the House. Never voted for a single spending increase. But the point I'm making is he could stay in the Republican Party and people like him... Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, Jack Kemp back in the day. All these guys can influence the party more to the right, to the more of the libertarian or conservatarian philosophies. The religious angle we didn't care about, but honestly, I don't give a shit about the religious angle as long as you're not spending my money. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. If you want to go nuts with Jesus that or whatever, that's fine.
That's fine. Just don't ask me to pay for it.
Yeah, just don't be financially irresponsible.
Basically, yeah. And now the Republicans, as we've pointed out, They're statists, just like the Democrats. Yeah. So there's no going back at this point. It's the party of Trump. It's the statist Republican Party. Okay? So the people like Rand Paul, Justin Amash, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz to some extent, these people can no longer influence the Republican Party, Larry.
No.
The most they can do is be obstructionists, like Rand Paul was the other night when he filibustered the budget deal. And what you need is three or four of these guys in the Senate that are neither Democrat nor Republican. They're libertarians, and they're in that party. We can, it becomes like one of those minority blocks in European parliaments. Someone has to cut a deal with you because nothing will get done. So, whether it's the Democrats on social issues, like ending the drug war, making weed legal, like issues libertarians care about socially, which tend to be Democratic issues, or the Republicans will have to get back to saving money, cutting taxes, not spending. Somebody's got to deal with you. If you're like three or four in the Senate, because the Senate is so polarized right now, it's split down the middle. Two or three guys, like Rand Paul, I'm telling you right now, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz. If the three of them said, we're libertarians, or we're conservatives, whatever the fuck they call themselves, and just say, we're not voting Republican automatically, we're not voting Democrat automatically, they essentially would control the Senate for the next 6 years.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, they have their numbers, you know, if you throw in, like, even though they're not libertarians, but you got guys like Flake and McCain. Yeah, but the point is, they've been very anti-Trump obstructionists. Yeah. But
I'm just talking anti-government.
Yeah, anti-government. Yeah, there's going to be let me tell you, there's going to be a very serious realignment going on in the next couple of years, because Bernie Sanders is a socialist and he carries a lot of weight in the Democratic Party, which alleges to be a capitalist party. The Republicans, that used to be the party of fiscal responsibility, and everything. I mean, look, even though it failed, look what they tried to do right after they tried to put through health care.
Oh, yeah.
Since when the Republicans tried to put through government health care? They wanted to get rid of Obamacare and then replace it with something. Now, we covered this, you know, ad nauseum. I'm not going to go through this, but they didn't even have a plan after years and years and years of complaining about Obamacare. They didn't even have a plan. Why would they have a plan? That's not what they believe in. They're supposed to be looking for free market solutions. They're supposed to be looking like I always used to propose my plan, where people, you get your results from like Quest Diagnostics or a doctor, whatever. You send them out to every healthcare provider in the country. They come back. This is what
they bid on.
They bid, yeah. Make them bid like anything else. Why does healthcare have to be different? If people are completely overthinking it, and it doesn't involve the government, a plan like that. The Republicans are supposed to be proposing things like that. They're not supposed to be proposing, well, we're going to get rid of this Obamacare stuff, primarily just to kick him in the pants. I mean, at this point, Trump's only reason for doing it is because he doesn't like Obama and he wants to undo his, you know, the failing Obama. It's ridiculous. And they don't believe in anything. And they're doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. Since when do Republicans think $1 trillion for infrastructure is a good idea? The wall? The wall is a stupid idea. Every Republican should be against that. You know why? Because he ran on it and he won with it. And politicians like to be associated with the winner. And now, right now, the thing with the wall, not very popular. And obviously, the Mexican government is not going to be paying for this anytime soon. But, you know, it's just, there's going to be a serious realignment. I think the Democrats are going further to the left.
Yes.
And the Republicans
are going further to the left.
Yeah.
That's why I told you, like, really, our language should be statist or non-statist, period. It should be you're either for bigger government or you're for smaller government. And figure out what that means to you and vote accordingly. Like, I'm a small government guy. And I wish people would stop being assholes when you say you're small government. They're like, oh, that means we should run around with guns and shoot each other. No.
Yeah, that's their answer for everything.
That's everything. The Wild West. Yeah. Or my roads. Who's going to build my roads? Or who's going to protect us against terrorists? It's amazing how Democrats all of a sudden sound a lot like fucking Republicans when you tell them, like, there's not going to be a government around. The truth of the matter is, libertarians are not fucking anarchists. We believe in government. Small government. Government limited to its core values. And by the way, when people say, well, what should... I described it before, Larry. Government is here to protect your liberty. Period. Done. That's it. That's all they need to do. How do they protect your libertarian? You maintain an army. You maintain a defense. You maintain the laws. You make sure someone doesn't beat you over the head to steal from you or to murder you right. or to fuck your wife. Whatever, okay? That's what you're talking about. If government stuck to that like it used to and nothing else, the world would be such a better place.
Yeah, it'd be a much better country. You know what the problem is? They've got their hands in everything. Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of the Interior.
Oh, the Interior, the
Secretary of HUD.
Education. Why the fuck is the government involved in education?
And why do they have all these budgets? And
commerce. Why is there a Commerce Secretary? Right. People know how to run business on their own. They don't need the fucking government involved.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, literally, it's just contract law. If the government enforced contract law, that's it. That's all you need to... So, and people who say, oh, you're crazy. Oh, my God, the wild west. Listen, you don't know how much the government actually hinders your life. That's why I'm always rooting for a sequester or a government shutdown. Because it'll show you how little you need the government for. It really will. We talked about it last show, Larry. Only essential government employees will be allowed to work during the shutdown, which meant something like a third of government employees weren't even required to show. Do you know what that means? You don't need them. You don't need them. Have them become productive in the free market.
The fact that the government was still able to function.
And function well.
And what they tried to make sound like a skeleton crew. The fact is that it worked well without 30% or whatever it was of their
workforce.
Their staff. Yeah, excuse me. That tells me those motherfuckers need to stay at home and they need to find other jobs. That's ridiculous. They made it. And you know, and I mean, look, I'm not in favor of the shutdowns only because it just represents that these people can't do their jobs. That's what it means to me. They can't get along. They can't do their jobs. They're incredibly partisan. And then of course, what are they good at? The Trump shutdown, the Schumer shutdown. Like, how old are you that you're actually like talking like this? And, you know.
All right. Listen, before we run out of time, I want to get to the next subject because I think this is a juicy one. The Supreme Court this week is going to decide, or next week is going to decide on a case called the Janus case. Now, this case, if voted in favor of Janus instead of the unions that he's going against, literally might be the death knell of unions in this country. Listen, basically, the case rests on whether or not a union can force dues from someone who disagrees with their political activities. Now, and other activities as well. Now, this case was a case very similar to what was brought up right before Scalia passed away. And the case was referred back to, but was rejected by the Supreme Court because it would have ended up in a tie. It would have been four liberal justices. Now that they've got Gorsuch on there, they think they have the five votes to overturn the lower court ruling that supported the unions. And the reason this becomes very critical is unions are useless organizations nowadays. And if they can't force people to pay their dues, they will wither and die very quickly because unions themselves produce no income. The only reason they function is because they steal money from their members. Now, I saw Bernie Sanders, Larry. He said, oh, we need strong unions in this country. We need strong unions because living wages and minimum wages and all that shit. Jobs, we need more jobs. Listen, what people don't realize is unions at one time did form a very a valuable function in society.
Important, useful
function. Yeah, against robber barons, so-called robber barons, who were using government to warp the free market. So they needed a counterbalance to that. Those days are gone. And I've always said unions are exclusionary. So if you want to grow jobs in this country, you get rid of unions. Unions are not there to create jobs. Unions are there to keep certain people from getting jobs.
Right. And just whoever they favor.
Yes.
In their union or their buddies, like whoever. I mean, unions are all based on like cronyism and nepotism.
Of course.
And if you're not in the union.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And what's worse is I've never understood why the mafia demanding protection money from businesses is illegal. But the union preventing businesses from hiring non-union members is legal. And actually supported by the government. Why are the two cases treated differently? The mafia says, you can't work this business until you pay your protection money. Something right. bad will happen. Unions say to people, you can't work here. And then they go back to the employer and say, you can't hire them because they're not part of our union.
And if you do, we'll strike. And
we'll strike. We'll fucking destroy your building or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, functionally, I'm waiting for someone to explain to me, other than the fact that there's just a law about it, what is the moral difference between the two? Like, either the mafia should be able to charge protection money legally, or both of them should not be able to do it.
Because what they both represent are powerful organizations and people leaning on primarily innocent people and people just trying to run a business. I mean, you ever see some of these guys with their construction companies?
Oh.
They're not all hoodlums. I mean, I saw a guy once. some of them are knuckleheads, but some of these people are just trying to run a very legitimate business. They've got the unions. They've got crooks. They got the mob. Everybody's reaching into their pockets. The government's reaching their pockets. Contract. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of regulation and shit. I mean, it's insane. That is a job that I would never go into. Yeah. I would never want to be, even if it was highly profitable, I'd rather do something else.
Have your fate controlled by someone else like that? I don't know why anyone
would. Who wants to deal with these people?
But again, I'm not saying unions should be illegal, but I think unions should not have the protection of the government. There's a difference, right?
But I think they've primarily, I'm sure that some people watching think that they're good because it allows people to collect a bargain and like do things like that, teachers. And,
yeah.
But you know what? I really think unions at this point have clearly outlive their purpose. You know, it's like the old Simpsons joke.
Yeah.
The guy yells, well, we'll join unions and we'll be powerful and stop you from taking advantage of us. He goes, but then we'll become too big and fat and we'll start making demands that are ridiculous and start abusing the people work for us. Like, you know, so I, you know what, unions, let's hope the ruling goes the right way.
Yeah, yeah. The correct way. And yeah. Hopefully they'll rule against it. Now, what's interesting to me is what will happen to public sector unions, which I think are more evil than private sector unions.
Yeah.
And look, if you want a collective bargain, look, some employers would still rather deal with unions than not. And that's fine. Say somebody who hires the same type of job for thousands of openings or something probably wants to deal with a union because they don't want the headache of interviewing 1,000 people or whatnot. But unions should never be allowed to prevent an employer from hiring someone who's non-union. It just should not be legal in this country. It's a right-to-work issue, okay? Yeah. And unions, look, there was a 1985 Supreme Court ruling, the Beck decision versus the Communication Workers of America, that said Beck, in this case, was entitled to getting that portion of his dues back that was spent on political activities.
Right.
Because it was a free speech issue. And he won that case. And for a year or two, unions were forced to give back percentages. Guess what, though? That quickly came to an end.
They killed him?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had. But basically, some goonery was taking place.
Yeah.
And then Clinton became president, and he directed the Justice Department not to pursue those cases. So it's technically a law, but no one's pushing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Pass a law that says that unions cannot force and coerce and withhold dues from their members. That's huge, because then that would mean that they would have to depend on voluntary contributions. And a lot of people, I got to tell you, probably wouldn't pay voluntarily those dues, at least not that level of dues. And if employers were allowed to negotiate with non-union members, Larry?
Oh, please.
Why not? Yeah. Some people would earn more. Some people would earn less.
Whatever the market bears.
Whatever the market bears, thank you. And whatever wherever your talents lie. So
exactly.
Fuck the unions. Go SCOTUS, ruling in favor of Janice.
Okay, one more quick thing.
What's that? This is Larry's closing.
This is Michael. Since I'm wearing this pseudo-Canadian hockey jersey from the movie Goon. The big scorer is Xavier Laflamme. Now, here we go. Speaking of Xavier Laflamme,
yes.
Justin Trudeau up in Canada... Super poosy. Okay, he's just good looking. So that's the only reason he got elected. here it is though. He's speaking at a college the other day, Ottawa. Or something. Yeah. Did you see this?
I heard about it. College told the story.
And some kid was like, I'm so happy, Prime Minister Trudeau, that you're standing up for women's rights and like she said something like all of like womankind and mankind. Goes, well, we're using people kind now. People kind.
He caught so much shit for that.
Let me tell you something. I'm telling you, he likes cock. I don't get it.
Oh, right. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what the C is.
Possibly.
Possibly. Right here, captain.
Maybe.
not even. That's a bad joke. That's not true. I can't prove that unless it's cock-a-doodle-doo. So here it is. So, John, people kind?
Yes.
It wouldn't be a show if I didn't cross the legal line and force John to say
allegedly. Or possibly. It's just a joke. No evidence of him liking cock at all.
No.
It would be wrong.
Accuse somebody who says people kind of like
of liking cock in general, I would think. All right. So just that Trudeau's a pussy, I guess what we've established.
Yeah, what's established is that political correctness is unfortunately like a disease.
It now, I will say, watch this segue, a place that could use more political correctness, Philadelphia. After winning that fucking Super Bowl, you guys are fucking animals. Like, did you see that they were putting Crisco on the lampposts?
Yeah.
So people...
They were putting, like, mechanic grease on the post so that they won. Right? And the worst, did you see this? This is true. It was on the news. Some Philadelphia fan, they went, ate horseshit that was on the ground while the rest of the ground went, do it, don't be a pussy, don't. Like, and he went, oh, my God. They are the most ignorant, stupid people.
By the way, that's not a euphemism for anything. He ate literal horse excrement.
Shit. Yeah. Now this is on top of the Philly fans who went around punching horses. Did you just watch Blazing Saddles?
Bam!
You can't park that animal there. It's illegal.
Alex Karras.
Yeah, that's insane. They are just slobs, never thought to this day because like John's not a hockey guy, right? I am. Obviously. Okay. In the 70s, when they were the Broad Street Bullies and they won a couple of Stanley Cups and all, they got the same amount of people just now, 2 million people or 1 million, whatever it was, showed up for the Stanley Cup parades. The people are insane.
Yeah.
They're crazy. They're actually worse now because obviously football's even more popular there, though they love the Flyers. But the Eagles winning. You know, this is their first Super Bowl.
Yes.
Now, I have to tell you.
Well, it's their first Super Bowl win. They've been in other Super Bowls.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. So, no, it's their first Super Bowl.
No, they lost to the Raiders and
they. No, but they lost. They didn't win.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but that's their first Super Bowl win.
Right.
So, you know, the other thing is, I have to tell you, as a Giant fan, I was somewhat conflicted. I would never bet on sports, but I would. Money left my pocket, but
he actually placed a bet with someone?
Yes.
I'm saying if it's hypothetical.
Yeah, 4.5 points on the spread.
Allegedly because gambling's illegal.
That's right. We don't talk about such
like stuff. Had he bet on a team, he would have bet on the Eagles. I am sure.
Yeah, but you know what? You're kind of rooting for an outcome. I have to admit, there was a part of me that wanted the Patriots to win. But not cover.
Right.
See, that way, allegedly, you can win an alleged bet, you can still keep the Eagles at zero. I have a feeling, and the other thing, which is a little scary, the team's actually pretty good. They could probably get another Super Bowl or two. And I want to give some kudos to my team. The Eagles, the fans are obviously are slobs, but here it is. Foles?
Yes.
I got to hand it to
what a great story.
I thought this guy was like a bozo.
What a great story,
nothing.
Though.
This is some story. And you know what amazed me? This is what I thought of. No, this is yes. And so is Doug Peterson, the coach, who said, I have to give all praise to Jesus. Everybody went up to praise Jesus and God. And in a city that could give a shit about it. They're like, the fans are like Beelzebub out
there.
They
throw batteries at Santa Claus, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, that actually cracked me up that these people are talking about God and Jesus to a crowd that's like, huh? Like, yeah, you know, so, and but what's really great about it is Bowles, I got to hand it to him. He looks so calm.
Yes.
So cool. Calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what always makes me think of, like, John and I are Giant fans, and the Giants have won 4 out of the 5 Super Bowls they've been to.
Yes.
Okay. The one loss to the Ravens. Now, John and I, And talk about this back then. I liked Gary Collins. I don't have anything against him, but he looked so scared.
Yes.
Now, granted, if I had to look over the offensive line, Ray Lewis and the rest of those maniacs, I'd be scared too.
If I had to look at a linebacker who was literally guilty of murder.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But he looked really scared.
Yeah.
And the reason I mention that is because that's the first thing I thought of. Because that you work as a fan. Foles looked so comfortable.
Yep.
The very first pass, he just came out and he looked like Tom Brady. He looked totally relaxed. Like Brady didn't look nervous. They looked totally relaxed. Now, of course, what do you think of this game? Not much defense, though. It was kind of a track meet back and forth.
No defense at all until that last play, the fumble in the last drive. But I have
the guy on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it was one of those things that, well, much like Larry, being a Giants fan, you're like, well, part of you wants the Patriots to lose, to win, so that the Giants would be the only team to have ever, you know, to ruin Brady in the Super Bowl. But again, it's the Eagles. So the Eagles really, nobody cares about them.
Well, outside of Philly,
the NFC East. But,
yeah.
But anyway, I found myself rooting for the Eagles at the end, so I'm glad they won. But all right, look.
Yeah, me too.
It's time for the show to come to an end, Larry.
Yes, it is.
So let's do this and say, until next time, when we do this again, this has been your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larry.
Peace, bitches. Whoops.